When doctors treat cancer with chemotherapy, they usually attack the tumor as aggressively as the patient can bear. Then, after a break, they do it again and again. But that hard-hitting chemo tactic can have a downside. A few cancer cells may survive, and the cancer can come roaring back.
The cancer shrinks, everybody's happy, and then the roller coaster of relapse, retreatment, and recurrence gets repeated over years.
That's Dr. Yanula Laka Clement of Tufts Medical Center. Some cancer specialists, like Clement, are trying a gentler, steadier approach. They're using a drug regimen that aims not to cure cancer, but to keep it at bay. For our ongoing series, This Moment in Cancer, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports on the challenge they face, the way many cancers evolve and can become resistant to treatment.
Chances are pretty good that right this minute, you have some sort of dormant cancer. Autopsies of people who die of other causes find most of them had tiny latent cancers in their breasts or thyroids or prostates.
Probably as we sit here, we have cancerous nodules that our body is able to suppress through our natural native immunity.
That ability to keep cancer in check is what Dr. Clement tries to foster in her patients as well. Like 16-year-old Nick Claudio from Marion, the summer he was 9, he started seeing black spots and had trouble reading at camp.
And they found an orange-sized brain tumor in my brain. And the next day they took it out in a brain surgery, and I awoke from it with no eyesight.
Being blind doesn't stop Nick Claudio from leading a pretty regular life. From high school drama productions, he played the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz.
It's giving me the jitters and the joints around the knees.
To honors classes. But one aspect of his life is not so typical.
Teresiva, I have before breakfast as I'm getting out of bed every other morning. And then my other chemo is Afinitor, which is in a box. Those are at night.
Most of the time, Claudio is on this drug regime called low-dose chemo. It's also called metronomic therapy because it's relatively regular, like a metronome. Claudio's mom, Allison Isherwood, says initially the tumors caused by his rare cancer posed an imminent threat to his life, so it made sense to hit them aggressively to get them under control.
Now, where it's more of a just trying to keep them under control, I think it makes far more sense to use the low-dose chemo so that he can continue to live his life and not have to be in the hospital all the time.
It's still considered experimental, but low-dose chemo makes biological sense, Dr. Clement says. If you think of cancer as not just a simple lump of a tumor you try to fully eradicate, cancer involves a complex ecosystem. A given tumor might have a billion cells, and research finds that each cell may have slightly different genes. So if you kill off some cells with too high a dose of chemo, resistant cells that are sometimes left can take over.
So those are unrestrained in their proliferation now. They can grow very aggressively, and they do.
Low-dose chemo may also enhance the hottest thing in cancer treatment these days, immunotherapy drugs that unleash the patient's own immune system against the tumor. Right now, immunotherapy helps less than a quarter of the cancer patients who get it. But Dr. Rakesh Jain of Massachusetts General Hospital says low-dose chemo in combination with immunotherapy drugs could make them more effective. For example, it could help the blood vessels going into the tumor function better so more immune cells can get in to attack the cancer. Cancer isn't just about the tumor, he says. It's about the immune cells and blood vessels and inflammation that interact with it, what he calls the neighborhood.
My thinking is that 75% of the patients who do not benefit from immune therapy currently would if you could fix the neighborhood also.
So Jane sees promise in low-dose chemo, but he also remains cautious about it. Though doctors like Clement may see good results in their patients, there's been no definitive proof from gold standard clinical trials that low-dose works better than standard chemo. Similar caution comes from Dr. Richard Shilsky, the medical director of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. He says the highest quality trials that have been done so far have generally not proven low-dose chemo to be better.
It's like so many things in science and medicine. It's an interesting idea. It's an interesting theory. It's supported to some extent by laboratory studies. But the proof is in how well it works in patients. And in patients, it remains an unproven treatment.
Unproven, but of wide interest. The Government Registry for Clinical Trials lists 178 current studies of low-dose or metronomic chemotherapy. Dr. Clement of Tufts Medical Center expects that as more patients learn about low-dose chemo, more will ask for it. For now, she uses it for patients whose cancer doesn't or clearly wouldn't respond to other therapies.
The way I tell it to my patients is, we don't know if this is going to work, but we know that the traditional will not.
That's the case for 16-year-old Nick Claudio. He still has tumors in his brain, but further surgery could cost him his hearing. His mother, Allison Isherwood.
His first tumors caused him to lose his eyesight. The second tumors are sitting on his auditory nerves. So given that he had already lost his eyesight, going in to get them surgically was not an option. So that's a big part of the reason why we're going after them constantly and not letting them start to grow at all.
I mean, plenty of people who are deafblind have been very successful with their lives, but I would just prefer not to lose it if I don't have to.
So Nick Claudio expects to be living with cancer on his low-dose chemo regime pretty much indefinitely, or until research finds better ways to conquer cancer like his. And meanwhile, he's deciding which colleges to apply to. He dreams of becoming a lawyer and someday a judge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.